Gratitude is one of the sweet shortcuts to finding peace of mind and happiness. No matter what is going on, there's always something we can be grateful for. You see, how we choose to see the world creates the world we see. The lens shapes our reality, hence, choosing gratitude paves the way to happiness. In turn, if you choose gratitude, then you choose happiness. So, my friend, are you grateful every day? Do you want to feel joy instead of being pulled down by a gloom and doom attitude as you navigate your day? Well, then, you're in the right place. In this episode, I'll guide you through a simple practice to foster gratitude. And for further support, you can download your affirmation guide, which is available at my Rise, Love, Live boutique on etsyshop.com. The link is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Hello, beautiful. So what do you think about Mr. Kaufman's beautiful quote? If we choose to be grateful, we choose to be happy. Honestly, don't overthink it. It really is that simple. And when you begin to be grateful for the little things in life, you will come to learn to replace those gloomy thoughts with sunny ones. In fact, the folks over at Psychology Today confirm that gratitude fuels our happiness and contributes to our overall well-being. However, our level of happiness is not dependent on monumental events. No, it can also come from appreciating life's simpler joys, such as a gentle breeze or a warm hug. And that's because gratitude is directly tied to our happiness. And when you nurture a sense of gratitude, you naturally become more in tune with the positive things in life, which will contribute to feelings of contentment, joy, and peace. Gratitude has the power to redirect our focus from lack or wanting to recognizing our abundance, in turn, cultivating optimism and resilience. And as we learned last week, resilience will lead us to hope. In fact, feeling grateful can actually help you find happiness even when things are tough. It's like planting a tiny seed of positivity that can grow and blossom even amidst our challenges. But how? How can we fold gratitude into our day? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. To include gratitude into your routine, first and foremost, keep it super simple. Appreciate the essentials: a breath of fresh air, your warm home, even the clothes on your back. When you wake, begin your day with a grateful heart, setting a positive tone. Likewise, end your day by reflecting on its blessings. Work on this practice daily to boost your positivity and replace those negative thoughts with gratitude, joy, and peace. You can practice gratitude by using meditation or prayer. Even music serves as a powerful tool in this journey. By choosing the right song, you can create a beautiful experience for yourself. Easy enough, yes? Now, let's take a few moments to go through an example or two together. Are you ready? Begin by calming your mind and focusing your heart center on positive thoughts. Take in and let out 3 deep breaths, navigating your breath to your heart. Without judgment or rules, what are the first 3 things that come to mind? Jot them down. Pause and reflect. Breathe in that positive energy. What are you feeling? Acknowledge that energy and soak it up. Feels amazing, doesn't it? Another option is to create a mental list. It's a fantastic wind down technique to use right before drifting off to sleep. So take a moment to breathe in deeply, inhaling and exhaling. Repeat this 3 times. Now, allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Next, think about all the good things that happened today. Create your list by pulling from your day's positive encounters and events, placing any negative memories on a cloud and letting them float away. Enhance this practice by playing relaxing music or listening to the beautiful sounds of nature. Once your list is complete, again, breathe in and out deeply 3 times. Absorb that positive energy and relish in it for a moment. And then enjoy a good night's sleep. Dear Lord, with a grateful heart, I thank you for all of the blessings you have already given me. I ask you to show us the path less traveled. I ask to be your lamb. I seek your guidance, your love, and your mercy as you show me how to be grateful for all that you place in front of me. Teach me, O Lord, to be grateful in moments of strife and joy. Be with me, Lord. Hold my hand and show us grace. I am forever grateful. I am forever yours. Amen. Thank you, my friend, for allowing me to join you on your quest for inner peace. Please share your preferred method and any additional resources you might need for your gratitude practice. I believe in you. Now, it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.